Legislators have been slow to address this issue. Senator Franken, a former chairman of the Senate Subcommittee on Privacy, Technology, and the Law, in a 2013 letter to the head of the National Telecommunications and Information Administration, NTIA, remarked, "Unfortunately, our privacy laws provide no express protections for facial recognition data." The NTIA has contemplated standards and regulation for commercial use, but not when it comes to the federal government. The next-generation information system combines many different types of data in an individual's file, including such personal and biographic data as name, home address, social security, for example, your computer number, immigration status, age, race, etc. This vast database is shared with the approximately 18,000 state, local, and tribal law enforcement agencies across the United States, as well as other federal agencies. Unlike in the past, the NGI system will link both criminal and non-criminal databases. As this database continues to grow, so also will its use. It is anticipated that soon employers requiring fingerprinting or a background check for job applicants will turn to the NGI system. One of our biggest concerns about NGI has been the fact that it will include non-criminal as well as criminal face images. We now know that FBI projects that by 2015, the database will include 4.3 million images taken for non-criminal purposes, states Jennifer Lynch, a senior Electronic Frontier Foundation staff attorney. When it was found that the resolution of many of the facial recognition photos was unacceptably low, FBI officials were quick to point out that its database is for investigative leads, not identification. This position prompted Lynch to ask, "It is unclear what happens when a suspect does not exist in the gallery. Does NGI still return possible matches? Could those people then be subject to criminal investigation for no other reason than that a computer thought their face was mathematically similar to a suspect's?" It should be noted that the company behind NGI's facial recognition database is MorphoTrust, a subsidiary of Safran, the French multinational firm dealing in aviation and aerospace products, as well as security. MorphoTrust has placed facial recognition systems in approximately 35 state motor vehicle departments and in the departments of defense and state, which share records with the FBI. The potential for mistakes in this giant web of databases, which now includes local jurisdictions such as the Los Angeles Sheriff's Office, is an uncomfortable reality for many. And, as if checking license plates and citizens' faces with readers and street cameras were not enough, the government, in early 2014, announced the deployment of the U.S. Army's Joint Land Attack Cruise Missile Defense Elevated Netted Sensor System, JLENS, a tethered blimp capable of detecting airborne objects up to 340 miles away and surface vehicles up to 140 miles away. According to one report, the blimp can view most of the eastern seaboard from as far south as Richmond, as far west as Cumberland, Maryland, and as far north as Staten Island. Such airborne devices, now undergoing trials in the U.S., have been used for surveillance in Iraq, in Afghanistan, and along the U.S.-Mexico border.